call to order the February 27, 2018 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. Good morning and welcome everyone who's here. We're almost done with February and this year is just flying on by like we always do. First matter on our agenda this morning is approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. Those minutes have been distributed to the board members. There's no discussion. I'll entertain a motion on those minutes.
Motion to approve as submitted.
Second.
And probably move in second. Go ahead and vote on that. So it's spread out today, the only on social board members down there.
Okay.
The minutes have been approved. Come to our regular agenda. And the first item on the regular agenda is 519 Parkersburg Road. And it is a setback variance request. We'll hear from staff this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The petitioner at 519 Parkersburg Road is actually requesting a 16.9-foot reduction of the 60-foot required lot width and a 12-foot reduction of the required 55 front yard building setback to accommodate the minor subdivision of a residential lot at that property. The subject property is located on Isle of Hope. This is the tax map showing 519 Parkersburg Road. You can see on the map Parkersburg Road here with a interesting right-of-way that we'll talk about a little bit. The property is approximately an acre in size. The petitioner wishes to subdivide the property in order to create a second residential lot. On this sketch plan showing the proposed subdivision, you can see the red line shows where the new lot will be located, the proposed structure, new residence, approximately 1,200 square feet in size of this location. The existing residence is down here on the south end of the property. It is within the rear yard setback, has existed there for quite a bit of time. As you can see, this is a regularly shaped lot. The current front yard width is approximately 114 feet, and the current rear yard is approximately 290 feet. And as I mentioned, the existing structure is within the rear yard setback. Along Parkersburg Road, it is characterized, if you've driven down it, by a lot of structures that are within the current setback. It's a very narrow right-of-way. This aerial image shows the existing house, which is located right here, and the location of the proposed house. So this is a heavily wooded subdivision. It is a number of lots. In this area are irregularly shaped and oriented. It is not a standard subdivision, if you will. Based on all these findings, staff finds that the proposed subdivision will be in keeping with the unusual lot pattern in the neighborhood, and the proposed width will not negatively impact other properties because of the fact that it essentially serves as a driveway for the existing residents that's on the property. And that fact will not change. The new structure that is proposed will be similar in nature to other structures that are along Parkersburg, both in size and in distance from the right-of-way. So based on those findings, we're recommending approval of the lot width variance and the reduction of the front yard setback.
Any questions or comments? Thank you. Is anyone here to speak on behalf of the petitioner? Come forward.
You don't have to speak.
Yeah, you don't have to speak unless you...
But he is here.
Unless you have something you want to add.
No.
Does anyone have any questions for the petitioner? Is anyone here to speak on this matter from the public? Is there any discussion? Any discussion on this end? Technical difficulty, timeout. No discussion, we'll entertain a motion.
Move staff that recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to approve the two variance requests pursuant to the staff recommendation. We'll vote at this time.
Mr. Chairman, this item is a request at 3 Calavant Circle. The petitioner is requesting a 3-foot, 4-inch rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot required rear yard for the renovation and expansion of a raised and unenclosed deck at the existing residence. The property is located at midpoint in the landing subdivision, and the residence is under renovation as we speak. The proposed area of encroachment includes a staircase that leads from the raised deck to the rear yard. This is a tax map of the subject property located here, lot 15. As you can see also, and I'll show you this in better detail. Property abuts the golf course fairway, and as with most of the properties out here, it's substantially buffered with mature vegetation. The applicant has also, as we understand, been granted the associated permits from the Landings Association Architectural Review Committee, which is a part of their process for renovation within this subdivision. And the proposed encroachment, which is 3 foot, 4 inches, is the staircase that's shown in this elevation. Based on the surrounding conditions and the lack of the likely impact, staff is recommending approval of the variance.
Any questions or comments?
I guess the footprint is there already, and there's nothing that can be done to change that. Because if it was just straightened up a little bit, there wouldn't be any need for a variance.
Yes, sir.
Any other comments or questions? Thank you. Anyone here to speak on behalf of the petitioner? Oh, are you here?
My name is Bob Harmon. I'm the property owner. I am here.
Okay.
I'm asking, requesting the petition, so.
Right. You must must be Bob Harmon Jr.
Yes, sir.
Does anyone have any questions?
I used to be staff to your daddy in this particular.
Yes, sir.
His daddy used to be chairman of the zoning board of appeals, county zoning board of appeals. I hate to admit how many years ago that was. Getting closer and closer to 40.
I think I want to answer, but for the record, anyone here for the public? I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve staff's recommendation.
Second.
Do you have anything to do today?
We've always said it back there.
Yeah, that's the only thing on there.
Been approved. It's not up there, but good luck with the rest of the renovation.
Thank you very much, folks. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. There's two ladies there. I wonder if they were the.
I think they were.
They were part of the first. Part of Parker's
birthday. No. They were.
Curious.
Sorry, we'll have that later. Third item on our regular agenda is 127 Salt Landing Circle, the rear yard setback variance request.
Mr. Chairman and board members, the petitioner is requesting a 7-foot, 7-inch rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot requirement for 127 Salt Landing Circle to facilitate the construction of a 14-by-18 sunroom addition at the rear of an existing residence. This is Salt Landing, as you see on this tax map, a single-family residential subdivision. The subject property is located in the highlighted box at lot number 21. As you can see, the rear yard of the subject property abuts the undeveloped portion of our 5-acre single-family residential tract. There is a residence on this property and several accessory buildings. This is a sketch provided by the petitioner essentially showing the location of the proposed sunroom addition, which will go over an existing concrete patio and would encroach 7 feet within the rear yard setback. This is an aerial map that shows the subdivision and the subject property located right here. And as I mentioned, this is the 5-acre residential tract adjacent to it. It's likely, in staff's opinion, that the future of this adjacent tract will be similar to the future of the Salt Landing Circle property in terms of development, if that were to happen. But based on the current status here and situation, including the vegetative buffer between Salt Landing and the adjacent property, and the lack of impact proposed by the addition, staff does recommend approval of the requested rear yard setback variance. The intent of the rear yard is to provide uniform and adequate separation between structures and developments, and we think that that exists here. So based on those lack of negative impacts, we're recommending approval.
Any questions or comments?
Are there other enclosed sunrooms in that on that street?
There are not along the west side of Salt Landing Circle. There are some others in the neighborhood, though.
Did Didn't we a few months ago have a similar situation off of Norwood?
Very similar in that case. That particular property was abutting, if we're talking about the same one, there was another one that was much closer to the rear yard setback. It was within 5 feet of the actual setback. This is a 7 foot roughly variance from the 25 foot requirement. So in our opinion, there's still adequate separation between the proposed structure and the rear property line. In that other circumstance, that proposed building was going to be very, very close to the property line.
Right. And do you have a picture of the backyard or the back of this house?
I do not have a picture of the back of this house. We were unable to gain access to the rear yard.
Did you say that there was an existing pad?
Yes.
Back there?
There is.
Does that pad already encroach?
The pad is not an encroachment. And the,
but it does, and it does go in there.
Yes, it does.
But it's allowable because it's not enclosed.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Has there been any communication with the petitioner?
I have communicated with the petitioner's contractor as recently as this week regarding this petition. He was aware that this meeting was taking place today. He is an out-of-town contractor, and I'm not sure if that's why he's not here today, but he was representing the property owner. But I've only been in contact with the contractor, not with the property owner.
And no negative letters from neighbors or?
The only contact we received regarding this petition was the neighbor immediately across the street, but when he was advised that the request was regarding the rear yard, he was not concerned with it.
And the thought is that this land next door is likely to be developed similarly?
Well, we've seen a number of these tracts out here go like this, and it just would, you know, it depends a lot on timing and market needs, et cetera, but a 5-acre tract out in this, quote, neck of the woods, is, if it gets redeveloped, it would likely be a small subdivision like this.
Where is this? I was going to look it up, but it's what area of the county?
I'm going to show you the...
I can pull it up.
And Marcus, it looks like there is a 10-foot tree easement and a 5-foot utility easement in addition to the 25-foot setback.
On the rear, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it also looks as if there's at least 10 feet between the 25 feet and the tree easement.
Existing.
I mean, there's a lot of space back there.
Right.
Yeah.
They showed on this sketch plan where the pad is.
It does seem like this proposal goes out beyond the existing concrete, as I read it.
Yeah.
It does. It's blow it up. So the house is here. The proposed, the dotted line is the proposed sunroom.
Yeah, that's the back.
Mm-hmm. I was reading it backwards, so.
I mean, my general thought would be to say keep it within the setback. But if the pad already runs out there, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to do that and leave part of the pad uncovered.
Well, the pad does not go beyond, here's the setback line, this dotted line. And so the proposed, this is basically the depth of the proposed encroachment.
Right.
And that's 7.7.
I guess the pad already runs into that depth.
No, it does not.
But that's only into the 25-foot setback, and then on top of that, there's a 5-foot tree setback, and... No, that's the other side. That's the other side. Mm-hmm.
So that'd be 11.3 feet there, plus...
Is there a fence also that separates the 5-acre piece from the subdivision?
Yeah, 6-foot wood.
Six-foot wood. Okay, yeah. Good.
So that fence is beyond the tree line, as I'm reading that right, at the little. Squiggles are the trees?
Yeah, that's the tree line is here.
Yeah. The fence is beyond that.
Here's the wood fence. Just inside the property.
And other houses along that property line have some of these encroachments into the 25-foot?
No, there are not. I did not find any sunroom additions like this that were built on this side of Salt Landing Circle. There are some others in the neighborhood, but not on this particular row adjacent to this property.
And they are in the 25-foot setback of their properties, built out into it?
It's hard to say that with certainty. There were not, none of them have been before us for variances, but as we all know, sometimes those things get done.
Marcus.
So at least these people are asking.
Just looking at this diagram, it appears that they're about to double the under roof size of this structure.
Of the house?
Yeah.
No.
It looks like the sun porch is almost the size of that.
Okay, maybe I'm misreading a diagram here.
So basically the proposed porch is this area.
Okay, here. All right. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Which is...
It's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's
14 by 18.
Okay.
Seven is more than 14. More than 18.
And the diagonal line that I'm seeing, the squiggly line, is that a tree line?
Yes.
This is the tree line.
Okay.
So they're asking for more. If it's 14 by 18, they're asking for more than a little more than that.
Well, no, see, this is 11.3 feet right here above the line that has the arrow attached to it. So that 11.3 is like
19.
One would assume there's a door that leads out to the existing concrete pad.
Right. There'd be a door right here.
It'd be kind of silly not to.
I mean, I don't want to see a new pad pulled. But if the existing pad goes out that far, then I'm okay.
It does not. And so new foundations would be necessary for the structure to build beyond the pad in this area.
The
do we know that that's going to involve concrete, or could it just be dusty?
We don't know that, no. They'll have to, obviously, if they get approved, we'll have to get a building permit. Right. And there's a number of ways, I'm sure, to address a sunroom.
Well, maybe they need to come address it with us.
Any other discussion? For the record, no one else is in the room, so no petitioner or public.
It'd be a lot easier if we had a petition.
I'm comfortable making a motion that we continue this matter and extend another invitation for either the contractor or the homeowner or both to join us at the next regularly scheduled meeting.
I'd second.
I'd add on that, if we have communication, perhaps they can bring some photographs, since you weren't able to gain access. Mm-hmm. Really just don't have a good idea of what's going on back there at all. We could actually ask them for.
And I don't want to set a precedent. We've seen these neighborhoods come back with other petitions, and you know, they get bigger and bigger and bigger.
We basically will be approving sunroom for the entire neighborhood at that point.
Yeah.
By approving this one.
Yeah.
Which may be reasonable. I just don't know. I have enough information about the neighborhood and the distances. Trying to zoom in closer.
And this is a lot different.
Didn't we have a couple of long skinny lots off of this road maybe 2 or 3 years ago that we were looking at?
I don't think it was off this.
Not off Salt. Not off of Salt.
Oh.
Landing.
Off of Cotton Hill.
Off of Cotton Hill. Yeah,
yes.
So we're voting on the motion.
On your motion.
Yeah.
Oh, Lawson, instead of voting once, he voted twice.
Continued
till March 27th.
All right, is there any other business you want to discuss? Return.